just. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，下午好。
Good afternoon, 好吗？
好吗？
我看起来你都好。As I look at you, you are all blessed today. Amen? We have much to praise the Lord for, much to thank God for.
我们实在有太多的需要感谢我们的神。
It's always nice when the young people join with us in the adult service.
我们年轻人能与我们在一起，我们真是感到很祝福。
And I'd like all the youth to stand right now so that we can let them know how important they are to our church. All right, stand right now.
欢迎我们的年轻人站起来。
All the youth stand right now.
让我们知道他们是多么的宝贵，多么的重要。
Let's let them know that we love them. Thank you.
谢谢。
I was so blessed to be able to become a young person and speak in the youth retreat.
我能到年轻人当中，我也自己感觉变年轻了。我很感觉跟他们讲到，我很祝福。
The more I'm with the youth, the more I feel young.
我越与年轻人在一起，我就变得越年轻。
And when I'm blessed with such a lovely young-looking wife, it makes me feel young also.
我能与我年轻的太太在一起，我会感到更年轻。
And all of the youth always like to go, oh, when I say those things. They think that's so sweet. Praise God. As we're here today, I just appreciate so much the privilege of having ministry this month, not just one Sunday, but a total of three Sundays.
我今天来到这里，我感到真是被神所祝福，因为我不光是一个主日，是连着三个主日来到这里。
And the last Sunday I ministered on the topic of forgiveness is not an option.
上星期我与大家分享。
And I trust that
我与大家分享，饶恕不是一个选择。
And I trust that God spoke to hearts even as we took together the emblems of the Lord's Supper, that we must be forgiving in our hearts towards one another like God has forgiven us.
上个主日，当我们在用圣餐的时候，我让大家能够用真心的感谢，能够在心里饶恕我们的得罪我们的人。
Now today, the Lord has directed my heart to minister on, in English, what is a very easy terminology, and that is the four T's of the Christian life.
今天我想跟大家分享，有四个 T, 是在我们基督徒生活中有四个 T.
Now in Mandarin, the translation words would not all begin with T.
在中文当中，这个翻译就不是四个 T.
But in English, it's very easy for us to use that terminology.
但在英语里面，我们是很熟悉的这个四个词。
So I want you to notice the four T's of the Christian life are temptation, test, trials, and tribulations.
这四个 T 就是试探、试验、还有试炼、还有灾难。
And I will be speaking on these four T's in two messages today. I'm going to deal with test and temptation.
我分两个讲座，今天的话我们主要讲前面两个 T, 也就是试探和试验。
And then the last Sunday of the month, I will deal with the other two T's.
这个月的最后一个礼拜我讲最后两个 T.
Which will be our trials and our tribulations.
也就是试炼和苦难。
So I trust that as you're here today, that you'll also be willing to get the second part by coming back 2 weeks from now.
我也希望欢迎你们这个月底你们能回来听后面两个 T.
In many churches, pastors will speak and have a series of messages.
在很多教会里，牧师的讲道是很多是有序列的。
Well, we're going to skip a week, and then I'm going to speak again the end of the month. And Pastor John is going to bring a powerful message next Sunday. Hallelujah.
所以我就跳过一个星期，下个星期是由彭牧师来讲一个非常有力的。一个信息，然后我月底来讲这个两个 T.
As we view the events of this last week, we know that there have been great problems that have occurred in the lives of many of us as we're sitting here today.
我们知道上个星期发生的事情是影响到我们当中很多人的生活。
Some of these things are very personal. Some of these events that occur in our lives, some of them occur in all of our lives the same way.
很多事情与我们的个人生活是密切相关，有些是与我们周遭的人相关。
But God's plan for every one of our lives is to bring us to a place where we are tried and tested and that our faith is strong.
神有的时候让我们经过试验和试炼，让我们的基督徒生活变得更加的成熟。
And the testing that comes into our lives can be from many different directions.
神给我们的试验是可以从很多的地方来。
But I'm going to try to define from the Word of God the difference between testing and temptation.
但是我首先要跟大家所区分的是试验跟试探。
Could we have the next slide, please?First of all, let us look into Matthew chapter 6, verse 13, and recognize that this goes on in the Lord's Prayer.
这是马太福音第六章十三节，这是在主导文当中。
Here we know that the Lord not only told us to forgive our debtors as those who are debtors against us.
这里神让主耶稣让我们要免别人的债，就像神免了我们的债。
But he also taught us to pray, lead us not into temptation.
但他同时要祷告，不叫我们遇见试探。
And that very prayer that Jesus taught us to pray sometimes puts questions into our mind.
所以主耶稣的祷告在我们当中就引起了一些疑问。
When Jesus said, "Don't lead us into temptation," pray that from your heart to his disciples. Does that mean that we are led into temptation?
所以当主耶稣说让我们不要遇见试探，
if we are,
是不是说我们会遇见试探呢？
Should we pray to the Father in heaven, don't lead me into temptation?
所以要不要我们向天父祷告说不要让我们遇见试探呢？
And it confuses some believers.
所以有很多的基督徒觉得有些困惑。
Would the Lord ever lead us into temptation? Would he ever want us to sin?
所以到底是不是主或者天父给我们的试探呢？
And that's why we have to understand there's a difference between temptation and testing.
所以我们就必须要区分试探和试炼。
I want you to look at Matthew chapter 4 verse 1.
所以我们来看马太福音第四章第一节。
This also causes us to have some questions in our thoughts.
所以这也会引起我们一些疑问。
It tells us then,Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
这里说到，当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
Now this again is something when we read it, we have to understand.
所以这里的话，我们读这些经文，
the very Son of God,
我们的神子
，our Savior and our Lord,
是我们的救主。
After his water baptism,
当他被受过浸礼以后
the scripture tells us that he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
所以经文上说他被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
Why did Jesus have to undergo temptation in the wilderness?
为什么耶稣在旷野要受到魔鬼的试探？
Why did the Lord allow Jesus to go through testing or temptation by the devil?
所以为什么神要让主耶稣受到这些试探？
Because only through testing can we come forth victorious and able to be like our Lord Jesus, who though he was tempted without sin.
所以只有经过这些试炼，我们才能成为一个得胜的基督徒，就像我们主耶稣一样，能够胜过试探。
Let me make it a little simple for you in regards to those things that we use every day.
我们用日常的一些经历来举例。
Most of you came to church today and you drove in your cars.
我们很多人开车来到教会。
And those cars have been put through a lot of testing before you could ever buy them.
那些的车我相信一定是经过很多的测试。
They test every part of the car.
他们把车的每一个部件都测试。
They test the engine.
他们测试过这个引擎。
They test the drivetrain and the transmission.
他们测试那个驱动还有变速箱。
They test those seat belts that make you secure and keep you from accidents and the airbags that come and hold you.
他们也测试过这个安全带还有这个气囊在发生事故的时候能够这个气囊可以打开。
They even put dummies, not human beings, but inside the car and they crash the car against a concrete wall.
他们甚至放一些假的人模型人放在车里边然后把车去撞。
Now why do they do that to cars?
他们为什么要这样来测试这些车
?So that when you buy a car,
因为当你买了一个车的时候
,you can find out the ratings of that car for safety and for other things.
你就可以看到这个车的安全的指标。
And if the car does not perform properly,
如果这个车表现的不良
,they will put out a recall and bring the car back in to be tested again and to fix the problem.
工厂就会把车回召回去重新去修理。
Now that's an automobile.
那是关于车。
And that is required for every automobile before it drives down the road.
对于车的话出厂就需要经过这些测试。
Now if we do that with a mechanical machine like an automobile, God wants to also perform tests in us to prove our faith in Him.
如果我们对一个机器我们还要测试那么神对我们这一个尊贵的人来说他要对我们进行测试。
And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was to be an example to us.
我们的主耶稣是我们的榜样。
And so when He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil,
当他被圣灵领到旷野受魔鬼试探的时候
He was able to give us an understanding of how we can overcome temptation.
他就给我们做了一个能够抵挡胜过魔鬼试探的一个榜样。
Now is temptation something that we want to experience?
所以是不是我们希望能有试探？
Do we enjoy the testing time?
是不是我们很能够
That's all right.
能够就是能够很喜欢这种试炼呢？
We don't enjoy it.
我们并不是喜欢。
It isn't something that is pleasant.
因为让我们非常的不舒服。
But it is necessary.
但是呢，是必须的。
And even when the students who are here with us today are in school,
我们知道今天我们这些学生
they don't like to take examination.
他不喜欢考试。
Because that reveals what they know and they don't know.
因为这会来测试他们到底有没有学到。
So if they can go to school and never have any examinations, they would be very happy.
如果他们能够上学但是没有考试的话。
Is that true, young people? No examination? If you think that would be good, say amen. Oh, you like the test. How many like the test? Wave your hand at me. Oh, some of you, I don't think so. So testing is necessary for us to come forth spiritually with great faith.
所以试炼对我们的信心是非常重要，因为知道我们信心的坚定。
Let us go to the next scripture.
我们来看下一节经文。
Notice that in Hebrews, we are reminded of the temptation of Jesus.
在希伯来书又写到我们主耶稣基督被试探。
Jesus was tempted in every way like you and I are tempted, yet without sin.
我们主耶稣凡事都被试探但是与我们一样只是他没有犯罪。
Think of the way that Satan tempted him in the wilderness.
想一想撒旦在旷野里是怎样试探他。
In English, we make it very simple. We put it into three categories.
在英文里我们分成三类。
Okay? Lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, the pride of life.
Okay, 是眼目的情欲今生的骄傲还有一个是 还有一个身体。
Right.
肉体的情欲，眼目的情欲，今生的骄傲。
Okay, three different categories. And that's the way in which Jesus was tempted.
也就是魔鬼从这三个方面来试探主耶稣。
And that many times, when we are tempted, we do not understand that the Lord understands our testing and temptation.
所以我们很多时候被试探的时候，我们好像觉得神好像并不理解我们。
There is no testing or temptation that God allows in your life that is not for the purpose of proving your faith.
神在你生活中放的所有的试炼，都是要来锻炼你的。
As far as Jesus was concerned, when he was tested or tempted by the devil, he used Scripture, the Word of God, to overcome every single one of the temptations.
所以当主耶稣在旷野受魔鬼试探的时候，他用神的话来胜过魔鬼。
And that's the way we should be when we are tempted or tested by Satan.
所以当我们被魔鬼试探的时候，我们也要如此。
Let's go to the next scripture.
我们来看下一节经文。
I'd like to give some contrasting scriptures now for you to take a look at.
我们要看一些对比的一些经文。
First of all, I'd like to take you back to Genesis.
我们来看创世纪。
And I want you to think of the testing of Adam and Eve in the garden.
我们看一下在创世纪里边亚当跟夏娃所受的这个试炼。
Remember that God placed his creation, Adam and Eve, into the garden.
神把亚当夏娃放在伊甸园里。
And he only gave them one commandment, and that is that they should eat of all the trees,of the garden, all of the fruits, except for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神给了他们就一个命令，就是让他们可以园中各样的树的果子都可以吃，只是分别善恶的果子。
But in the day that they would touch or eat that tree and the fruit of that tree, they would die.
如果他们要是吃那个分别善恶树的果子，那个日吃的日子。
So who created the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
所以我们要问是谁造了那棵分别善恶的果子的树。
It was God our creator.
是我们的神。
He placed that tree in the garden.
他把那棵树放在了伊甸园当中。
Now God could have created the garden with no tree of temptation.
我们知道神也可以造一个伊甸园里并没有这些试探的树。
But he wanted to test his creation.
但是他要来试验。
That tree was there for the testing of Adam and Eve.
这个树放在那里是为了试验亚当跟夏娃。
Now God did not tempt Adam and Eve.
我们知道神并不是来试探亚当夏娃。
But he put the tree there so the serpentcould tempt them. He put the tree to test them.
所以神把树放在那里是让蛇能够通过那个树来试探亚当夏娃。
When Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil,
当主耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，
the Spirit led Jesus to be tested, but the devil did the tempting.
所以我们知道圣灵是让主耶稣到旷野里受到试炼，但是试探的是魔鬼，是来试探主耶稣。
Now everyone will go through temptation, but they will be tempted so that their faith might become strong.
我们知道每个人在我们生活当中都会受到试探，是让我们的灵命得到增长。
Now if you notice the contrast between test and temptation,In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, Adam and Eve were tempted by the devil.
在创世纪里我们看到这个试探跟试验的对比。
So in Genesis chapter 2, we see that the tree is there and God is testing Adam and Eve. But then we see the devil who is the tempter.
在创世纪二章里我们看到神把树放在伊甸园里是为了 试验亚当和夏娃，但是那个蛇来就来试探亚当。
I'm going to walk down here. You want to walk with me? Now I want you to imagine with me. God has created this beautiful tree.
神创造了一个非常美的一个树。
Do you see a tree or do you see a candle? This is a tree.
我们把它想象成一个树。
And God has created this beautiful tree. It looks so nice.
神创造了这么美好的一棵树。
And even the fruit that is on the tree looks very good.
上面结的果是非常的美。
Oh, so lovely.
非常的美。
And, but yet God has spoken and he said, don't go near that tree, don't eat of the fruit of that tree, because you will die.
但是神对我们说，你不要吃这棵树上的果子，你吃的那一日必死。
I was in a service this morning and a pastor was talking about this.
我在一个主日敬拜里，牧师说道。
When I was in service this morning, the pastor was talking about how that instead of Adam and Eve keeping away from the tree,
这个牧师说，亚当夏娃并没有离这个树越来越远。
That Eve began to get as close to the tree as she could get.
夏娃反倒离这树越来越近。
Now this was the tree that would bring death if they touched it, if they took of it.
神警告他们说，你要是摸这个树，吃这个树上的果子。
But Adam and Eve, and first Eve and then Adam, they did not run from the tree, they came over close to it.
但是亚当夏娃反倒靠着树越来越近。
And there in the tree was the upright serpent.
所以那个树就变成了。
Serpent, the devil.
那个树边上就有个魔鬼，一个蛇。
And they got close enough to where then the serpent was able to talk to Eve.
所以那个他们离得很近。
Did God say that if you eat this tree you will die? God did not really mean that.
这个蛇就对亚当夏娃说，神真的说你不能吃这果子上的树吗？你吃了你也必不会死。
And so the serpent began to put doubt in the mind of Eve that there would be consequence for taking of the fruit.
所以蛇就开始在亚当夏娃里种下一些疑问，意思说你们可以吃这里上面的果子。
Now don't forget, who made the tree?
但是我们不要忘记是谁创造了这棵树。
God made the tree.
是我们的神。
But who speaks from the tree and tries to tempt using the tree Eve and Adam to sin?
但是谁来跟亚当夏娃说话，来引诱亚当夏娃呢？
It is the serpent.
是这个蛇。
Now we need to understand this works in all of us.
我们知道我们每个人被试探都是这个样子。
How many of you are parents, have sons and daughters?
我们多少有儿子和女儿的。
Okay. How many have very small little boys and girls?
有哪些有小孩子，小小孩的。
Okay. How old?
多大？
One and a half, two, 3 years old? Okay. Have you ever watched your little children?
你们那些小孩是
You want to take a good look at your children. Your children, you tell them, don't touch that.
当你跟你们的小孩说别摸。
So the little 1, 2, 3 year old, very quickly they hear you say, no, don't touch.
当那些小小孩说听你说不要摸。
So you watch them, you look at them, and they begin to get as close as they can.
但是你看他们就慢慢离那越来就越近。
And they look at you. They put their little hand out, ready to touch.
他们就把小手伸起来。
You say, don't touch!
你说不能摸。
But they get close.
他们离得还是越来越近。然后还跟你笑。
Until they finally reach out and touch it.
他们最后还是摸了。
And then you have to punish them.
那你就要惩罚他们。
Now why are they so desirous of doing what you tell them not to do?
为什么 你告他们不要摸，他们还是要摸呢？
Because from the very beginning when Adam and Eve took of the tree, we are born with the tendency or the heart of sin.
所以当我们的先父亚当夏娃吃了这个禁果以后，我们的身上就有了这些原罪，反叛的心理。
So you don't have to teach your children to do evil or to do bad things. You have to teach them to do good things.
所以你不需要教你们的孩子做坏事，你必须要教你们的孩子怎样做好事。
And so you tell them no, and you tell them no, and if they do it, you them.
你跟他们说不要做这个，不要做那，他要做这些坏事的时候，你就要惩罚他们。
Because you want to teach them.
因为你需要教训他们。
Now my brother, please come here.
我们需要一个人来。
来一下。
秀峰。
啊，你在那边你舒服，在这边你不舒服了。Okay. As you are standing here today, I am going to be like a temptation to you. I'm going to put some thoughts in your head that are not good thoughts.
So, Pastor Rick 要开始引诱秀峰。
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to be like a bird flying around up here, okay?
Pastor Rick 要像一个鸟一样在这飞。
Evil thoughts, bad thoughts.
是不好的一些想法在这些。
You young people are laughing because you know you have evil thoughts sometimes. And the evil thoughts are up here and they come and they go like this. And all of a sudden you feel.
不好的想法就进去了。
You feel anything on your head? And penetrating your mind or some thoughts are no good now. Okay?Now what are you going to do? What can you do?
当你有这些一些不好的想法在脑子里的时候怎么办？
The thoughts are coming in. Bad thoughts. What are you going to do?
See if it's good or bad.
If it's bad, what are you going to do?
Try to prevent it.
How are you going to prevent it?
Run away?
That's one good thing, to run away. But if it's coming in from up here, what are you going to do? And you feel it on the top, what are you going to do? You're going to go like this. You're going to go. Right? So if a bird is here and it's landed on your head, you're going to get rid of it.
Pastor Rick 说当这些不好的想法像小鸟一样落在你的头上的时候，你就应该用手把它打掉。
But you can do something else too.
你还可以做更多。
You can just let the bird stay there.
你可以让鸟停在你的脑袋上。
And begin to build a nest.
然后开始筑一个巢，筑一个窝。
And begin to lay some eggs there.
还可以下鸟蛋。
So that it's not just one thought, but it's many, many thoughts.
不光是一个不好的想法，更多更多的。
And you just let it stay right there.
所以还有选择就是。你让这些坏事想停留在你的脑子。
But if you push it away,
但是如果你把它给推开，
it's a test.
这是一个试炼。
But if you yield to the temptation and to the thoughts, it becomes part of you.
但是如果我们给这些试探让步的话，就进到了我们的心中。
谢谢你，弟兄。God bless you. Okay.Brothers and sisters, we have a choice what we do with testing and temptation.
所以对于试探跟试炼我们会有一个选择。
I have to go quickly, but think in terms of Job and the testing of Job.
所以在约伯记里边我们想看一下试验。
This is in Job chapter 1 verse 6 to 12. You can read the whole book of Job and it's about the testing and the trying of Job.
所以是在约伯记第一章里边讲到约伯受试验。
Now what kind of a man was Job?
约伯是一个什么样的人呢？
If we put him into the setting of True Light Church,
如果我们以真光教会来想象的话，
we would say that he was an elder.
他可能是长老。
He would have been one who was righteous before God.
他是一个非常正直的人。
But there was an audience, and as Job was brought in, he was tested and given the opportunity. God was having a conversation about Job with the devil.
所以关于约伯被试探，约伯被神试炼的话，里边有一段神与魔鬼有一段对话。
Did you know that the devil has a conversation with God about every one of you?
你知道不知道？魔鬼与神有对话，关于你们每一个人。
Do you know that just like he knew Job and the righteousness of Job, he also knows all about you?
所以魔鬼就像魔鬼知道约伯一样，他知道我们每一个人。
He wants to cause you to sin and to yield to temptation.
他想让我们能够犯罪。
And so what happened with Job was that God said, "All right, you can test Job any way you want to."
所以神就允许魔鬼说，那你去可以试炼约伯。
But you cannot kill him.
但是不要取他的性命。
You cannot take his life.
你就不要杀他。
So what began to happen to Job?
所以在约伯身上发生了什么事呢？
Job lost all of his family.
约伯失去了他的家庭。
He lost all of his money.
他失去了他的所有的钱财。
He was physically attacked, so he had boils all over his body.
他的身上生满了疮。
And when you read of the testing of Job, you think, how much can anyone take?
所以当我们在读约伯记的时候，你就会说，我们到底要忍受到什么样的地步？
And even the friends of Job said, Job, curse God, die.
所以他的那几个朋友来劝他说，诅咒神吧，去死。
Sometimes testing in our lives, even as Christians, will be very, very strong.
所以很多时候在我们基督徒生活当中，试炼是非常非常的难以忍受。
And you think, why God, do you allow this to happen to me?
所以我们很多时候就呼吁说，神啊，为什么你允许这些发生？
God is testing us to strengthen our faith.
你知道不知道，神是要试炼我们，让我们的信心变得更加的坚定。
So that through the testing of our faith, we can resist the devil and he must go from us.
所以神试验我们的信心，让我们能够胜过魔鬼撒旦的试探。
Aren't you glad that though testing comes to us, we have a choice? We can get rid of those wrong thoughts, get rid of the evil way that God allows sometimes Satan to come against us, and be victorious.
所以我们知道不知道，我们基督徒，我们当这些试验来的时候，我们是有一个选择，我们可以抵挡，可以胜过魔鬼的这些试探。
Notice that in James chapter 1 verse 12 to 16,
在雅各书第一章第十二到十六节里，
We are made to understand that God tempts no man, but man is tempted when he's led by his own lust, and then when lust is conceived, sin brings forth death.
在这里写到，神不试探任何人。我们所受的这些试探是由于我们自己的私欲，我们肉体的私欲，而且这些私欲会生罪恶，这些罪恶会把我们带到死亡。
I took him away from the notes up here, so we look back there. Never mind. So we need to understand that God does allow those things to come into our life to test us, but he does not tempt us to sin.
所以我们知道神会让我们在我们的生活中受到试验，但是呢，神不会试探我们。
We are led by our own lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life.
我们所受的这些试探是由于我们自身的这些私欲。
Let me talk about financial testing and the temptation for money.
所以我们可以来想一想，我们所受到的因为金钱所受的这些试探。
This is one testing that I believe that Chinese brothers and sisters must go through.
我想我们作为中国人，我们这些弟兄姐妹们都一定受到过这样的试探。
You say, why do you say Chinese?
为什么要特别指中国的
弟兄
姐妹呢？
Right now, the second as far as all of the world economy, still below the U.S. a little bit, huh, is the Chinese financial empire of China and the Chinese.
我们知道现在中国现在上升为世界第二大的经济的大国，仅次于美国。
China has come to the very top, even above Japan.
中国甚至超过了日本在总产值。
As being a financial power and strength in all of the world.
在经济上成为一个大国。
It's because of their intelligence.
因为中国人的他们的智慧。
I want you to say, I'm Chinese, I'm smart.
我想让大家说，我们因为是中国人，我们应该很聪明。
How many know that you are Chinese? Say amen.
Amen.
你也是很聪明啦，你比我还聪明。Many ways you're smarter than Americans.
所以很多在中国人在很多方面都比美国人好像聪明。
But that is dangerous.
但是我告诉大家，那很危险。
啊。Why is it dangerous?
为什么危险呢?
Because it's so easy to have the ability to gain money and finance that it becomes an overwhelming test and temptation.
所以我们很多时候就靠自己的智慧能够挣来很多的钱财，这些钱财就成为我们的试探。
The love of money is the root of all evil.
贪爱钱财是一切罪恶的根源。
And when Satan knows that that is a temptation to us,
当魔鬼知道这是可以成为我们的一个试探的时候，
he will come like a bird upon our head.
他就会像鸟一样的飞来。
And especially to men, sometimes to women also.
很多时候是对于我们男的，但是也很多也有时候对于女的。
You will have to make a choice.
你要做一个选择。
Oh.I can make money if I work on Sunday afternoon. Why do I want to go to True Light to worship?
所以有时候就会在星期天来不来教会做挣扎。我是需要工作呢，还是要来教会？
Why should I go to Bible study Friday night? I can work late on Friday night and make more money.
星期五为什么要来教会呢？我可以星期五在家里干活，可以挣更多的钱。
And so many times when people are asked.To give more time to God, they say, "No, I'm too busy."
所以很多时候我们需要人服侍，把更多时间给神的时候，他说我很忙。
And it's the pursuit of riches.
所以他们正在追随那些钱财。
Now, may God help us to know that God has given us the blessings of financial prosperity.
我们需要感谢神，神是祝福了我们，给了我们在钱财、金钱上的这些祝福。
And if we seek first His kingdom, He will add all of this to us.
当我们先求神的国和义，这些都会加给我们。
But we must be very careful that we do not seek finances and money and wealth before God.
但是我们一定要注意，我们不要把追求钱财不要把追求钱财抢在追求神的前面。
How many are glad that you're not interpreting that he has to do it? He's doing very well. Amen. Let's go to the next page.
我们再来看一节经文。
We're just about finished. That's it. Leave that there. Put it back. Back one. Okay. Oh, keep. There we go.I want you to take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
哥林多前书十章十三节。
You want to go up there to read it?
I can read it here.
Okay, okay. Everybody read with him what it says about temptation.
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，让你们能忍受得住。
Now, I want those who read English to read it with me, okay? There is no temptation taking you, but what is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what you are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape, that you might be able to bear it. How many believe that's true? Say amen.
我们相信他的说, amen.
Tests will come to you.
试炼会临到我们,
God will allow you to be tested.
神会允许试炼,
some brothers and sisters are being tested physically with sickness in their body.
我们知道有弟兄姐妹在身体上, 会生病, 通过这些病, 被神所试炼。
And that is not easy to go through when sickness comes to us.
我们知道, 这些病痛真是很不好受。
If we are healthy, strong, it's easy to be a strong Christian.
我们身体健壮的时候, 我们好像很容易, 感谢神。
But when we have physical problems, it's not so easy.
但是当我们身体有病痛的时候, 就不容易。
It's very easy sometimes to serve God and trust God when we have money in the bank. And we have a nice house and car.
很多时候当我们银行里有存款, 当我们家里有车, 有房的时候, 我们好像很容易来侍奉主。
But if we lose our job,
但是当我们失去了工作,
and if we have no nice house and we have to move,
当我们失去了房子, 我们需要搬, 搬家的时候,
and we cannot drive a nice car any longer,
当我们, 没有好车的时候,
then our faith in God goes down.
我们对神的信心就下降了。
It's so easy when you're having a good relationship with your children.
当你与儿女有很好的关系的时候,
but when your children begin to speak back to you, and there is a break in relationship with your children, it's not easy.
但是当你的孩子反叛, 跟你吵的时候, 你就, 觉得真是很不容易。
That's never an easy time to have broken relationships in a family unit.
因为在, 在我们家庭当中, 假如有这些裂痕, 与儿女关系发生裂痕的话, 是一个非常好的。
But there is no test, there is nothing that can come into your life that God does not allow, no temptation of Satan that is not common to everyone. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above you are able, but will with every temptation make a way of escape so you can bear it. Hallelujah.
但是我们知道, 所有的试验都是从神来的。 这些试验神也会让你, 允许的, 受到的这些试探, 一定是你所能承受的。
Let's go down here one more step. I'm about to finish now. But I want to, in every way that I can, speak personally to everyone here.
我想与大家更近一点来, 跟大家交流。
Some of you have gone through testing.
我们很多人都受到, 试炼。
Some of you also have been tempted and you have failed in the time of temptation.
我们也有很多人在受到试探的时候可能失败。
And as you are here today, this message is speaking to you very personally.
今天我讲的这个信息是跟你们息息相关。
I believe that every one of us, sometime in our Christian life, we have failed the test and our temptation has turned to sin.
我们在我们基督徒的人生当中，我们肯定有时候我们 我们神对我们的试炼，我们失败了，我们让试探, 成为我们的一个罪。
This is very personal.
我知道这里, 大家都一个非常, 一个私人的一个,
God,
个人的一个关系。
God is not speaking just to the person next to you now, He's speaking to you.
神是不想让你看别的人, 是看你自己。
And if you are here today and you want to say, Oh God, I was so foolish. I felt the birds on my head. I felt the testing coming. And I did not get rid of the temptation. I yielded to it. Forgive me.
所以我们需要每个人检查自己的心灵, 说, 我感觉到, 有这些试探像小鸟一样飞到我的头上，进到我的脑子里，但是求神帮助我们能够把这些推开。
We go back to my message last week.
让我回到上个星期的信息。
In 1 John 1:9 it says if we confess our sins.
在约翰福音一章九节里说，如果我们
约翰一书
第一章第九节，如果我们能够忏悔我们的罪。
If we confess, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
他就会饶恕我们。
And so today, as we are in this service, and we talk and we think in terms of testing and temptation, may God help us right now to say, Lord, when I have failed in the time of testing temptation, forgive me.
所以今天我们就来到神的面前，说神啊，如果我遇到试炼和试探，我失败了，神啊，求你饶恕我。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for each one who's here today.
天父，天父，我们为每一个人来献上感谢。
We thank you that your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our pathway.
你的话就像我们脚前的灯，我们路上的光。
We thank you that we can hide your word in our heart, so we will not sin against you.
我们祷告，我们能把你的话藏在我们的心里，所以我们就不会受到这些试探。
We thank you that there is no temptation, no test that can come against us, but what you will give us the ability to overcome and escape and be victorious.
我们相信你允许让这些试探试炼来到我们当中，你也给我们开了一条出路，帮助我们能够胜过这些。
I pray right now that you will forgive those who have yielded the time of temptation and sinned.
我们也一起祷告为那些在过去的试探和试炼中失败的。
Thank you that you forgive us, Lord.
我们感谢你，你饶恕了我们。
Now may we be strong in our faith.
让我们在我们的信心中更加的坚定。
May we submit ourselves to you every day, God.
让我们每天都降服在你的面前。
And when the Satan comes to tempt us,
当撒旦来引诱我们的时候，
May we resist the devil.
让我们能够抵挡这个撒旦。
Resist the devil and he must go from us.
我们抵挡撒旦，让他远去。
Bring your church to a victorious church.
让我们教会成为一个得胜的教会。
May the faith and the strength of your believers be stronger every day.
让我们的信心，让我们的力量每日俱增。
Create in us a clean heart.
让我们的心得纯洁。
We pray like David prayed. Give us a clean heart.
我们像大卫一样的祷告，给我一颗纯洁的心。
Create in us a clean heart. Renew us, Lord, every day.
给我一颗清洁的心，每天都让我更新。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. God bless each one of you, Pastor.